God is so good, and we want to be able to be grateful to what He is doing in our lives. Am I right about it? Today, amen, I have a sermon prepared for you. Amen. And it opened my eyes to a lot of things, amen, as I wrote it. And I'm so glad to be able to sit here today and share with you what God has given me for you. Amen. If I would title this sermon, it would be, "It's Time to Wake Up Now or Die in Your Sleep." Repeat that with me. It's time to wake up now or die in your sleep. I want to encourage you all to, whatever gift God has given you, I want to encourage you to use what you got. Use what you got. When you attempt to serve God in ways you are not shaped to serve, it feels like forcing a square shape into a round hole. Am I right about it? It doesn't fit and it never will. It's frustrating, produces limited results, and it wastes your precious time, your talent, and your valuable energy. I found that the best way to realize or fulfill God's divine purpose in your life is to start by searching the scriptures, then taking an honest, long look at what you are good at. You've heard me say this before, and what you are not good at. I believe that to do this, you must discover what shape you are. Amen. Are you a square shape or are you a round shape? And no matter what shape you are, I want to encourage you to learn to accept, enjoy, and develop it to its fullest potential. Most of us have dozens of hidden gifts. We don't even know we have because we never sought to try them out. One of the best ways to realize your gift is to look back and see where God has brought you from and what God has brought you through. You see, it was in those places that God met you there, brought you through it, brought you out so that you could learn the lessons that would make you strong and more like Him. I found that the problem is that some of us don't like what God has made us to be. And this is one of the reasons why we haven't used what He has given us. It's very sad, amen. I find it very sad that some of us go through life struggling, wasting precious time and talent, trying to be like someone else, trying to do what someone else is doing, and never knowing who you really are and what you can really do. You know, what I'm so glad about is, amen, I'm so glad that I found that, number one, that my past didn't define my future or who I really am. I'm glad that I found that my past couldn't limit me from what God meant for me to be or who I really am. I'm telling you today, amen, we want you to graduate from your past, because your past has a weight to it and it could weigh you down. It will keep you from materializing who you really are in Christ Jesus. I'm so glad that I found that as a man thinketh, so is he. So glad that I found that it's not what it looks like. and that there is more to you and me that appears to be before our eyes. So glad that I found that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I wouldn't dare allow anything or anybody to tell me, if the Bible tells me to do this, I won't dare let anyone tell me I can't do it. I believe that God is trying to tell us something here this afternoon. I believe the Lord is trying to wake us up so that we can see what he is doing in our lives, who we really are, and what we can really do through Christ who gives us the strength. And as I close this evening, when I think about that little ant that we read about in the sixth chapter of Proverbs, just how small he really is, I find that he's an amazing creature. Y'all got to get this now. You got to listen. You got to get it. As small as he is in this vast land of giants, he doesn't consider how small he is or how big the giants are, now does he? But what he does consider is what he is and what he can do. Amazingly, an ant can carry up to 10 to 50 times his own weight. If that doesn't sound impressive to you, consider this. Consider that a 2 milligram ant can carry 10 times his own weight is about the equivalent of a 180-pound man or woman carrying a full-grown cow. And let's not mention the Amazon ants, amen. It is known that they can carry up to 5,000 times their own weight. Now that ant, although he can carry 10 to 50 times his own weight, he doesn't parade around. He doesn't boast how strong he is. And although, hear me now, although he can ride on the wind, he doesn't try to fly like a bird. And although he can float or wade in the water, he doesn't try to swim like a fish. Amen. He limits his ability to what he can and cannot do. And although he can float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, he doesn't try to be like the late great boxer, Muhammad Ali. Go to the ant, the Bible said, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long, it is asked, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? I want to emphasize the fact that we were made in God's image and after his likeness. And because of this, I know for a fact that there is more to us than meets the eye, because God don't make no jump. When he created you and me, he made us in his image. May I ask this question again before I close? I want you to think about it. It's time for us to wake up in this world. And if we don't wake up, we shall die in our sleep. Father God, we thank you for that short word. Give you glory and honor because you've been so good to us, Lord. And we thank you. We honor you. We give you the glory. And now go with us, Lord. Help us to realize who we are, that we might be able to allow your will to be done in our lives. Help us to take courage in the sight of darkness and despair. Help us to speak loud when others are covering their voices. Help us to walk right in the sight of Jesus when others are walking in their own way. Teach us to love and to cherish other people and to esteem them better than ourselves. These and all blessings we thank you for in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, walk with us. Talk with us. Ever remind us of your presence, that whatever we say and whatever we do, Lord, will be to the glory of your holy name. These and all blessings we thank you for in Jesus' name. Amen.